From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin received Secretary General of Abu Dhabi Forum for Peace. Indonesian Central Information Commission announces National Public Information Openness Index has shown an increase in 2022 compared to the previous year. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin received Secretary General of the Abu Dhabi Forum for Peace, Al-Mahfuz bin Bayah, at his official residence in Jakarta on Friday, July the 29th. As reported by Antara on Friday, during the meeting, Al-Mahfuz invited Vice President Ma'ruf Amin to attend the Abu Dhabi Forum for Peace, which will be held in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, in December 2022. He said that the forum would be attended by around 500 invitees and 40 international organizations who will jointly discuss steps to achieve world peace, including issues related to Islamic society and social affairs. The Indonesian Central Information Commission has informed that the National Public Information Openness Index has shown an increase in 2022 compared to the previous year. As reported by Antara, Head of Commission's Research and Documentation, Rospita Vice Faulin, during the National Assessment Council Forum on Friday, July the 29th, pointed out that the score increased from 71.37 in 2021 to 74.43 in 2022, better than the target score of 72 that was set nationally under the 2022 Midterm National Development Program. The Indonesian military U.S. Special Operation Command Pacific Joint Exercise is a good opportunity for Indonesian military soldiers to expand connection, share knowledge, and improve communication skills. This was said by Indonesian Military Chief General Andika Perkasa, as quoted on his YouTube channel, monitored by Antara on Friday, July the 29th. He also said that with the interaction during the joint exercise, Indonesian military soldiers will have more courage to communicate and gain more friends. Thus, he hopes that Indonesian soldiers will be able to make the most of the joint training to interact and forge friendship with other soldiers and not solely be limited to the exchange of knowledge. The Central Kalimantan government has urged small and medium enterprises to penetrate new export markets, particularly in non-traditional countries or countries that have the prospects and potential to be new markets for domestic products. As quoted by Antara, Assistant of Economic Affairs and Development at the Central Kalimantan Regional Secretariat, Leonard S. Ampung, said on Friday, July the 29th, that the regional government is disseminating information about exports to non-traditional countries. This is one of the efforts to conduct national economic recovery, and Indonesia, including Central Kalimantan, is a manufacturer of many highly valuable products. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Top diplomats of the United States and Russia spoke on Friday, July 29th, for the first time since the Ukraine war, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken describing it as a frank exchange as he pushes to free two Americans. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, on July the 30th, Blinken initiated the call with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, whom he had shunned as early as a few weeks ago, as he pressed Russia to accept an offer to free prisoners. Blinken also conveyed that his side had a frank and direct conversation. He pressed the Kremlin to accept the substantial proposal that his side put forth on the release of Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner. Longtime allies of the United States and Japan launched a new high-level economic dialogue on Friday, aimed at pushing back against China and countering the disruption caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Japanese Trade Minister Koichi Hagiuda pointed out the two countries agreed to establish a new joint research center for next-generation semiconductors during the so-called Economic 2+2 ministerial meeting in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, Japan Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi, and Hagiuda also discussed energy and food security. Last item, about 150 British troops have joined Finnish and U.S. forces for a high readiness exercise in Finland. As reported by BBC.com, today, the Ministry of Defense stated that the four-day exercise involved 750 troops from the three nations. It comes just weeks after NATO signed an accession protocol with Finland to join the military alliance, beginning the process for membership. Finland and Sweden, which have held neutral status for years, applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin has strongly opposed Finland and Sweden joining NATO and has issued threats over their plans to do so. Finland shares a 830-mile or 1,340-kilometers border with Russia. That was the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. The Bogor City Health Office, West Java, launched an action plan for the development of a health information system with 10 main features integrated in one screen called Bogor Smart Health. The action plan is to support the vision and mission of the area to become a smart city. Head of the Bogor City Health Office, Sri Nowaretno, during the launch speech at the Paseban Sri Baduga Building, Bogor City Hall on Tuesday, said that so far the Bogor City Health Office has implemented smart health services using 39 work applications from the central government, West Java Province, Bogor City Government. Online registration at several community health posts can be done on various social media platforms and websites. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Thousands of students joined the 2022 National Children's Day celebration, which was centered at the Surabaya City Youth Hall, East Java, Wednesday. Surabaya Mayor Eri Cahyadi said this activity was the result of collaboration between the Surabaya City Government and Bunda Early Age Education, or PAUD Surabaya, government agencies, and a number of related institutions and parties. The celebration was held with coloring competitions for children and painting exhibitions. There were also micro, small, and medium enterprises stalls, sharing student competitions, and art and cultural performances. On that occasion, Mayor Eri Cahyadi also participated in the storytelling. The latest news comes from Bandung, West Java. Innovations in the agricultural sector dominated the participants in the 2022 Appropriate Technology event held by the West Java Provincial Government through the West Java Community and Village Empowerment Office. Head of the office, Diki Saromi, in Bandung on Wednesday said that of the 19 items in the Appropriate Technology Innovation category, there are at least 6 agricultural-related tools or products that have currently been exhibited to the public in Bandung Regency. Meanwhile, in the Superior Appropriate Technology Competition category, there were 6 agricultural tools or products out of 15 that were contested. Among others, minimalist and portable rice threshing machines from Ciamis Regency and coconut waste chopping machines from Cimahi City. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, with the event of July 13, 1920 about the World Scout Jamboree was held for the first time. The first World Scout Jamboree was held at Olympia, London, England from July 30 to August 8, 1920. It was attended by about 8,000 scouts from 34 countries. One of the activities in the event was the recognition of the participants who attended, namely Baden-Powell as the founder of scouting and the recognition of Baden-Powell as the World Scout leader. There was also a wild animal exhibition at this jamboree. The first World Scout Jamboree was held in a glass-roofed building covering an area of 24,000 square meters. The room was unable to accommodate all the participants, thus 5,000 scouts camped at Old Deer Park near Richmond. We move to the event of July 13, 1930, about the first FIFA World Cup final. The FIFA International Football Federation World Cup in 1930 was the first FIFA World Cup, the world championship for men's national football teams. The championship took place in Uruguay from July 13 to 13, 1930. The 13 teams' countries were 7 from South America, 4 from Europe, and 2 from North America took part in the tournament. Argentina, Uruguay, the United States, and Yugoslavia won their respective groups to qualify for the semifinals. On July 13, 1930, in the final match, host Uruguay beat Argentina 4-2 and became the first nation to win the World Cup. We end today in history with the event of July 13, 1980, about the independence of Vanuatu. The Republic of Vanuatu is an island nation in the southern Pacific Ocean. This country was formerly known as the New Hebrides during the colonial period. Vanuatu consists of 83 islands. In the 1880s, France and England claimed parts of Vanuatu. An independence movement emerged in the 1970s, and the Republic of Vanuatu was established on July 30, 1980. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Sendumlah Indonesia ku. Depan yang indah bersamamu. Kan ku berikan semangat terbaikku, cintaku untukmu negeriku. Masa depan yang indah bersamamu. Senyumlah Indonesiaku.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is entitled Indonesia-South Korea Agree to Increase Strategic Partnership. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said, Indonesia and Korea welcome the increasing trend of the bilateral trade. The two countries agreed to continue to open market access, overcome trade barriers, and promote superior products of the two countries. He also encourages concrete implementation of the Indonesian-Korea Economic Partnership Agreement to meet various targets that have been set. The president believes that the cooperative relationship between Indonesia and South Korea will be even stronger, especially in the economic sector. He conveyed this in a press statement with President Yoon Suk-yeol after holding a bilateral meeting at the Yongsan Presidential Office, Seoul, Korea, on Thursday, July the 28th local time. According to President Joko Widodo, South Korea's investment in Indonesia is experiencing rapid growth and good prospects, especially in the steel industry, petrochemicals, electric vehicle batteries, electric cable and telecommunication industries, as well as garments and renewable energy. The president revealed that in the meeting with President Yoon, Indonesia specifically encouraged investment cooperation from Korea in the field of accelerating the development of the electric car ecosystem in the country. This will include the battery industry project integrated with mining and the automotive steel industry for electric vehicles. In his statement, President Joko Widodo also welcomed South Korean investment in the development of the Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, namely in the drinking water supply system and capacity building in the field of smart city development. He mentioned the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Indonesian Ministry of Investment with POSCO Korea and Krakatau Steel Indonesia. This was related to investment in the automotive steel industry for electric vehicles and participation in the development of the new capital Nusantara. The total investment value reached $6.37 billion and will absorb more than 58,000 workers. At the end of his statement, the Indonesian head of state expressed his appreciation for South Korea's support for the Indonesian presidency at the G20 and look forward to President Yoon's arrival in Bali next November. Meanwhile, Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in his statement said, Korea is committed to continuing to strengthen strategic partnership with Indonesia in accordance with dynamic world developments. President Yoon feels that the two countries have a lot in common. He hopes that along with 50 years of Korean-Indonesian relations, cooperation can be progressively advanced and there will be more meetings and communication with President Joko Widodo. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Take it or leave it, leave it. 'Cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer. And you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it. But I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Luang Sampang Waterfall. Luang Sampang Waterfall is one of the wonderful natural attractions in Yogyakarta. There are lots of beauty and interesting things that can be enjoyed and rarely found in other natural tourism sites. One of its uniqueness is the landscape. The cliff is shaped like a neat hill scraping. The origin of the naming Luang Sampang is taken from the Javanese language. Luang has the meaning of a hole because the flow of the Luang Sampang waterfall forms a hole or luang. While Sampang is the location of the existence of this waterfall because it is located in the village of Sampang, Gunung Kidul Regency, special region of Yogyakarta. Listener, Luang Sampang Waterfall is 5 meters high with low water debit. The beauty of the Luang Sampang Waterfall changes according to the season. When visiting this tourism area during the rainy season, the water debit will be very large and the waterfall will be browned from the ground, which will also decorate the beauty of this waterfall. While in the dry season, the waterfall debit will be slightly smaller. The water will be very clear, and around the waterfall, visitors will see a small pond with attractive turquoise colors and a more beautiful view of the rocks. This waterfall provides a calm atmosphere for visitors who visit and enjoy its beauty. Listener, at Luang Sampang Waterfall, visitors are able to fully play water baths in a pool of water that is not too deep and also take photos with a beautiful waterfall background. Moreover, tourists can also explore the unique carvings of rocks. The smooth strokes of the rocks become beautiful patterns that adorn the rocks. This beautiful eroded cliff was formed due to the process of natural change. The bluish green water with beautiful rock carvings can provide the beautiful scenery at the location of this Luang Sampang waterfall. Listener, Luang Sampang tours can be enjoyed by visitors from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It opens every day except on Thursday. Traveling to Luang Sampang is also easy. It takes only about 30 kilometers from Yogyakarta City. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Tomorrow, we will meet again in the next edition of Indonesian Wonder with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Haruskah ku katakan cinta, ku ragu.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Hi, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, the development of new and renewable energy as an alternative to cleaner energy is currently being intensified. The involvement of youth is much needed so that new renewable energy can continue to survive. Thereby, GERILYA, which stands for Gerakan Inisiatif Listrik Tenaga Surya, meaning the Solar Power Initiative Movement. It's a program from the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. The aim is to train adequate human resources and understand how to apply alternative energy technologies in Indonesia. Hoiria Octaviani, as the Guerrilla Program Manager at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, explained that this program is a form of collaboration to encourage the achievement of Indonesia's net zero emission target, and the young people are the main actors. Guerrilla is a program that provides opportunities for students who are studying with certain majors related to industries to develop their competencies specifically and practically in the field of clean energy. The clean energy sector here is the practice of solar power plants, especially rooftop of solar power plants, which is currently being sought after in the business and industrial world. Guerrilla program is conducted by the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and Culture, Research and Technology. It takes place for one semester. The students who major in lectures in the exact science are usually allowed to take part in this program while in semester 6 or after. Within 6 months, they will receive briefing, learning and training in the form of material and direct visit to the field. All of the material and practical learning programs are equivalent to the 20 to 10 credits programs in lectures. Involvement of young people or students in the industry and the development of solar power plants on a large scale was carried out last April. 57 students of the second batch of the Guerrilla program were dispatched and employed to various solar PV companies. They did the practice of installing solar power plants in various locations in Indonesia. Various positive responses about guerrilla program came from the participants. They said they felt happy and got useful and real knowledge, according to its application in the world of work. It is hoped that this program can help implement alternative energy so the goal of net zero emission in 2060 can be achieved. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカルバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحي قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For now, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Cinta Sampai Mati, which is presented beautifully by Channel Music Story 97. The song titled Cinta Sampai Mati was popularized by Kangen Band. The songwriter is Ayu Rizkiani, the wife of Dodi, the guitarist of Kangen Band. This song tells about someone who is serious about fighting for his love, not only asking for praying to the Almighty,But he also proves his sincerity by giving everything for someone he loves. Alright, listener, this is the Channel Music Story 97 with the song Cinta Sampai Mati.
Hidupku, ku ingin kau tahu betapa mantunya hiduplah engkau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.